backing up the Erdington by-election, and building the Socialist Party LFR lead Oil Birmingham North Socialist Party in Birmingham. We are standing to USC candidates in all seven wards that make up the Erdington constituency. Just last month Dave Nellis came third 40 USC behind Labour and the Tories in the parliamentary by-election. Dave's election campaign showed how the USC's socialist, anti-cuts program was able to connect with working-class people in the constituency. Erdington has seen job losses with the planned closure of the GKN plant, potential loss of public spaces such as the Short Heath playing fields, and continued issues with poor quality housing, and rogue landlords exploiting the lack of social care services. In addition to the seven candidates standing in Erdington where I live, we have two USC candidates standing across Birmingham. So far we have had a positive response from working class communities that have felt the impact of Tory austerity policies, which are happily passed on by the local Blairite Labour Council. Birmingham's Labour Council has made cuts of over £770 million over the last decade. Lots of working class people that we have spoken to while canvassing have expressed their frustration at the lack of a combative political alternative offered by Labour. Many have told us that they would not have voted at all if it was not for the USC offering them a real anti-cuts program to address the lack of services and opportunities. Throughout the campaign we have seen a real interest in the activities of our local Socialist Party branch with new members joining, sympathetic supporters coming along to local meetings, and more local community members getting in touch to find out more. Whatever the result on the 5th of May, we have seen that a genuine anti-cuts and socialist alternative can both win over the support of working class people, and help convince communities of the need for a new mass workers' party.